The first Hamburg club that the Beatles played was the Indra, the German name for Indian. At first, they got a cool reception, but gradually their show improved. Their audience went from a group of five to the point where they were packing them in, playing seven nights a week, performing non-stop eight-hour sessions. Quite a change from the one-hour sets back in Liverpool.
And people would appear at the door of the club, and we were on stage, and there was nobody at the tables. We used to try and get them in to sell beer for the manager. And we used to, the minute you saw some, we'd all go, dance in the streets, or whatever was one of our big numbers. Dance in the streets is one of them. Dance in the streets tonight. And we'd pretend we hadn't seen them, and we'd rock out. And you'd find we got three of them in. And so we were very much trained on this idea of what do they call them, barkers. Mm-hmm. The fairground almost. You'd see four people, and we had to get those four people in. And so this knack is like very important, obviously, in showbiz, how to attract those four people in to sell four bottles of beer for the man who's paying us. We eventually sold the club out, and that, I would say, then we started to know it was going to be big.
After about 2 months, the Indra was closed because of complaints from neighbors about the noise, and they moved to the Kaiserkeller. The Kaiserkeller was a larger club, but with the same tough crowd as the Indra. In this new venue, they had to do alternate hours with another group from Liverpool, Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, whose drummer was none other than Richard Starkey, better known later as Ringo Starr. Playing on and off for 12 hours a day to a foreign audience, the Beatles were forced to expand their show from the dozen or so songs they knew in Liverpool to the 100 they needed to compete and last in Hamburg.
We got very good as a band because we had to play 8 hours a night. And we got a big repertoire of some of our own songs, but mainly all the old rock songs. In fact, everything. We used to play Moonglow and... But we got very tight as a band, and because it was the period in England when it was all matching ties and handkerchiefs and doing routines like the Shadows, and we were out of it for that, so we just kept playing the rock and roll things and the stuff from records we used to get from Brian Epstein's shop before we met him.
The Beatles didn't have much time to socialize during these Hamburg visits, but one day a few German art students began visiting the Kaiserkeller, and they soon became friends. Klaus Voormann was the first to see them, and he took along Astrid Kirchner and Jürgen Vollmer. They were immediately attracted and could see something special in their show. Astrid was an excellent photographer, and along with Jürgen were the first people to take professional pictures of the band. These pictures in Hamburg are some of the best ever taken of them. It was a style that influenced the visual image of the Beatles in the beginning. When the Beatles found some free time, they often went to see another Liverpool performer at the Top Ten Club, Tony Sheridan. They played together on a few occasions, and eventually the owner, Peter Eckhorn, offered them a contract when their engagement at the Kaiserkeller was over.
We got ourselves together enough for this other manager of another nightclub. He wanted us to work there, and that was the reason we were deported in the first place, because we tried to leave at the end of this engagement and go and work for this other club for more money. And the manager of the original club got a bit uptight and had us all deported.
When he saw that he was losing the Beatles, the authorities forced George to leave the country for being underage. And the day that Paul and Pete Best were moving out of their dingy rooms behind the Bambi Theater, a fire was somehow started, which earned them a ticket home as well. And Stu and John, broke and exhausted, weren't far behind.